Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Isaiah chapter 57, verses 20 and 21. Those who still reject me are like the restless sea, which is never still but continually churns up mud and dirt. There is no peace for the wicked, says my God. It was Augustine of Hippo, in his famous Confessions, who observed, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it finds its rest in you." There's no doubt that Augustine was reflecting on his own experience. He'd lived a promiscuous life before he became a Christian at the age of 31 and had lurched from one philosophy to another. He knew how tempestuous and unsatisfying life was when lived his own way. It was clearly a matter of joy and great relief when, through the friendship of Bishop Ambrose, he found personal faith in Christ. I wonder if, like me, you enjoy watching waves crashing onto the beach. The power of the water is a wonderful sight. Isaiah uses this as a picture of those who rebel against God. They've chosen a life of restlessness. Sadly, they know no lasting peace. We're surrounded by advertisements which suggest the route to peace, and there are endless philosophies and religions that hold out the offer of harmony and contentment. But the reality is that, though they may work for a short while, they can never offer lasting peace. Jesus offers peace to his followers that springs from a relationship with him. Jesus said, "I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. The peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." Whenever we feel a restlessness, we should make sure that we turn our attention to Jesus and center ourselves afresh on him. If we're willing to give up our own restlessness and rest in him, we will find him to be the Prince of Peace. So let me ask you a question. What has been your own experience of Jesus' peace? Now let me pray with you. Forgive us, Lord, for those times when we've missed out on your peace and allowed the challenges and temptations of life to distract us and make us restless. We gladly receive your gift of peace. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that these talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.